Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, it's about 3 a.m. in the a.m. And I am tucking you in with a sweet, sexy story tonight that I know is guaranteed to get you nice and hot. Oh, you guys are gonna love this story. This story tonight is called Road Trip. The Truth Between the Lie, Part 2. So if you haven't had a chance to listen to The Truth Between the Lie, you're gonna wanna tune in, baby. Oh, that one was pretty steamy too. But this one, it's even more steamier. Because you know how I do. But before we get into the story, let's get all the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media, on Facebook, at Jaylana Stevette, the author, or Jaylana Stevette. You can also follow me on Instagram, at Jaylana _ Stevette. And then I'm on TikTok, at Jay Stevette. And I'm on YouTube, ladies and gents, at Everything Erotica. Yeah, so those are my social media handles. Follow me, and if you like the content, share it with the people that you love and let them know how dope you think the content is and how sexy you think it is. Share it. Get the word out. We are already 33 countries listening deep, so I am very appreciative of that. Oh my goodness, y'all. See, there's the reason you got to follow me on social media, because the book cover is ready, y'all, for the next novel, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Y'all, the book cover is done, which means that the book will be released shortly thereafter. The manuscript is in the hands of the narrator, E. Kane. And so the audiobook and the book will be released shortly together. So stay tuned. And I am very, very, very excited about that. All right, y'all. And then my second book, Naughty Tales, is actually in the hands of my publisher. So it is getting ready to start the first round of editing. So I'll keep you posted on that. So that book release will be probably later on in the year. I would say about June, July-ish, somewhere around there. But stay tuned for that. But anywho, now that we've got all the pleasantries out of the way, it's time for a sweet, sexy story. So, after a short announcement from our sponsor, let's dive right in to Road Trip, The Truth Between the Lie, Part 2, on Naughty Tales. What's the difference between the truth and a lie? The truth is self-evident, while a lie needs to be maintained and sustained. When the truth is before you, however, sometimes you operate in lies and refusal to see the truth. That means that sometimes the truth, baby, it's hidden in the lie. The two cannot coexist by themselves, although the truth in the end stands true. I know it's philosophical again and complicated, but love and sex is also complicated as well, no? So that's where the story begins. Truth, lies, all mixed together. But who can ever tell or ever know what's the truth and the lie? Love and sex, the truth is often hidden within the lie. When we left our characters last, Mika was putting the pieces together of her suspicions about her man. If you haven't heard part one, then you don't know. And if you didn't, I suggest you go back and catch up. Mika had her suspicions about the possibility of Jimmy's cheating ways. Her close friend from out of town, Shia, assured her that he was on his best behavior at the party. But Mika had a feeling she simply couldn't shake. And then there was Shia. Her behavior seemed weird all of a sudden. After she got back to her hotel room, her phone went dead, which never happens, and she ditched her for brunch. To make matters worse, when Jimmy got home, he hit the shower immediately, packed and headed out. No kiss, no nothing. Mika called her girlfriend to vent, and Shia was abrupt, telling her she had to pack because her job was sending her out of town last minute. Interesting. Mika decided to call her bestie Felicia to get an opinion. Felicia said, "Don't be dumb, girl. You know exactly what it is." "But what is it?" "Listen to what you told me. Your girl went to the party. She told you Jimmy was on his best behavior. Then you couldn't get a hold of either of them? She fucked your man." "Nah, I've known Shia way too long for that. She fucked your man. And now both of them are out of town. That bitch about to fuck your man again." Mika paused. She knew Felicia was right. She could feel it in her gut. She said, "You know I don't want to believe that girl. Face the facts. That's a dirty bitch right there, I told you. Watch, later. I bet both of their locations will be turned off. Trust me, they think they slick. But what are you going to do about it?" "I'm going to find both of them and fuck them up." "The fuck?" "You could do that. But what sense would that make? You can secretly show both of them a whole lot better than you can tell them." "What do you suggest, sis?" "Revenge. Plain and simple. Sit on another dick." "Girl, I don't have time for a random hookup. Fuck that. And Jimmy is my man, not hers." "Well, that bitch is trying to move in, sis. That's why I need to put a stop to this shit immediately. Mika, I'm your bestie. I said revenge, remember? Hear me out, sis. The best revenge wouldn't be to just sit on any dick, but one close to him. Like a friend. Like Marcus." "Bitch, what? You heard me? And you know Marcus knows Jimmy's ass is what he's up to. You know it. They homies. Didn't you say they both approached you when y'all met?" "Yeah. And so, he would definitely fuck if given a chance. Marcus is a dog. And Jimmy is out of town. And so fucking Marcus would be perfect." Mika thought about it for a moment. If Jimmy fucked Shia, which she suspected, that would be seriously, seriously fucked up. She agreed with her friend, and a few hours later, when the location was disabled from both of their devices, Mika decided to put her plan into action. Meanwhile, in a city a few hours away, the limo driver lifts the partition as Shia drops to her knees with a devilish look on her face. She strokes Jimmy's manhood between his custom trousers. He looks down at her and says, "Damn, girl, you wild. I like that shit." Shia continues to stroke his manhood. Jimmy moans and puts his head back as Shia pulls his sweats down and places her warm mouth on his cock. Shia licked his manhood as the driver headed towards their destination. "Damn, girl, don't stop. This shit feel good, ma." Shia continues to lick and suck. As she strokes and licked his tip, Jimmy couldn't control himself. Jimmy sat up and pulled Shia on his lap. He hiked her skirt with no panties and sat directly on his shaft. Shia grinded deep into Jimmy. He grabbed her by the hips as she rocked back and forth inside him. "Oh yes, Jimmy. I love this dick. You gonna let me have this pussy all the time, baby? Yes, Jimmy, you can have this pussy whenever you want it. Tell me this my pussy, baby. Oh, yes, baby, yes. I want this to be your pussy." The two of them did the sexual dance until they both had their release. Jimmy kissed Shia passionately, and the two of them laughed as they fixed their clothing. Did that really just happen?
"I think it did, ma'am. That was your fault. You started it."
"Well, when a fine man starts off your 3-day road trip with a limo, then I think that he deserves to get his dick sucked."
"That's what's up. And that's what I'm talking about. You look fine, by the way. Damn, girl. I knew we wasn't going to make it to the casino without me sticking my dick in you. What you thought? And we sure weren't going to make it to the casino without me handling my business. I know you got a woman at home, but when you step it up like this, I'm your woman for the next 3 days." They both laugh. Shia says, "But seriously, I know what this is, and I'm never one to break up a happy home. I know my position. Keep you happy. Why are you with me?" "That's what's up, babe."
"Oh, I'm babe already.
Yeah, I kind of like you.
And your woman? Never mind. Speaking of which, don't you think you need to check in? You don't want to draw any suspicion."
"Yeah, you're right."
Jimmy dials Mika's number as Shia licks his ear. "Hello? Babe, I haven't heard from you in a few hours. Everything okay?"
"Everything's good, baby. I just wanted to check in and see what you were up to. I'm going to put a movie on and drink some wine or something."
"Aw, that's sweet of you to ask. What you up to?"
"You know, me and the boys are going to hit the casino in a few minutes. We on the way now. Then nothing too eventful. Want me to call you when I get to the hotel?"
"Nah, you're good, babe. As long as I know you made it in safe, that's all that matters. You can call me in the morning if you like."
"Okay, babe. Love you."
Click. Jimmy hangs up the phone. A hurt Mika looks at it and shakes her head. She calls Shia. The phone goes to voicemail. The pain of the reality of what her intuition was telling her was eating her up slowly. Mika walked around the house and unplugged the television in the living room and all the devices attached to it. Then she put her plan into action. My books,
getting back to happy, the Chronicles of Tabby. Almost happy, the Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales, my podcast. Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My Erotic Events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stevette, a whole motherfucking vibe. Meow. Mika dialed Marcus's number. Marcus picked up and said, "Yo, Mika, what up, girl? Always talking like a homie, damn. You my boy's girl, what you expect?" "Well, I'll tell you what I expect. I know we don't really fuck with each other like that, but I need your help. Jimmy's gone and I can't hook this TV stuff up. I don't know what I did wrong. And I need to be able to have something to do while Jimmy's out of town. I can't be without TV for days. Feel me?" "Okay. But you know I had a honey lined up." "I'm sure you did. Anyway, I got some fire-ass weed over here for your troubles. You're a smart man. I'm sure you'll figure it out quickly so you can get back to whatever it is that you were doing." "Yeah. Okay. I'm on my way." Mika hung up the phone and smiled. She hopped in the shower and lathered her body with good-smelling oils and nothing underneath her robe. She sipped her glass of wine and waited as the trap she set for her lover would be her sweet revenge. 30 minutes later, Marcus arrives with a surprised look on his face. "Nigga, what is you staring at? You gonna let the flies come in, or you gonna come in and get busy on my TV? Okay, but damn, what you got underneath there?" "I'm just joking. Man, get in here." Mika escorts Marcus into the living room to show him the mess she made of the electronics. He looks at her and shakes his head. She says, "What? I was going to move some stuff around." "Girl, I'm going to be here for at least an hour. I got to take the TV off the wall and everything. I'm sorry, but Jimmy is going to be gone for a few days. Please." Mika gives Marcus the pouty face, and he gives in. She asks him what he's drinking and pours him a glass of Hennessy. Mika pours a glass of Casamigos and rolls a backwood. The two of them smoke and drink and listen to trap music through the speakers as Marcus goes to work, putting her living room back together. Big Dick Energy by Lotto fills the speakers, and Mika begins to laugh. "Hey, Daddy, when you gonna stop playing? Bad bitch, I could be your fantasy. I could tell you got Big Dick Energy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me, but I might let you try it off the Hennessy. Make them sing through this pussy like a melody. And if your bitch ain't right, I got the remedy. It ain't too many niggas that can handle me. Bad bitch, I could be your fantasy. Tell me how you want it." Mika refreshes Marcus's glass of Hennessy, and he takes a drink. She looks at him and takes in the view as the music plays. "I'm just being honest. Pussy juicy, Minute Maid." She smiled as the music played and she took in the view of Marcus again. Lotto continued to bellow the lyrics and she smiled. I like what I see. A boss like you need a boss like me. She thought about what she was about to do and she felt no remorse. Mika wondered to herself why she didn't get with Marcus originally instead of Jimmy. The truth of the matter was, Marcus was fine. Light-skinned fine, though. But the Casamigos had enhanced the intensity of his attractiveness. As she took in the view, Marcus said, "Damn, girl, what did you do? You lucky this is my specialty and Jimmy is my boy. That honey was pissed." "I bet. You look like you're almost done, though, so maybe you still got time." "Nah. Your ass done got me liquored up. Now I ain't driving too far like this. And baby girl lived way too far." "I'm a little tipsy myself." Marcus looks Mika up and down in admiration, and the alcohol and the weed had him wondering what she looked like underneath that robe. "Oh, yeah?" Mika fake stumbles. A little one says, "Just a little." Marcus takes in the view and chuckles to himself. "Come Through" by Summer Walker came through the speakers. Marcus turned his attention back to his work. And 10 minutes later, he was finished and the buzz duo found themselves on the couch in a dimly lit room watching the latest episode of BMF. How did she get him to do that? An intoxicated Mika snuggled next to Marcus as they both enjoyed the episode. It was intense, and the environment in the room started to heat up as a scene on television showed Lamar in the bathroom hitting a woman from the back as she hollered. Marcus chuckled a little. "What's so funny?" "I was thinking that's exactly how you handle it when you got that much ass on a woman." "Yeah, I take it just like that." "Is that a fact? You, like most women, you, like most men, don't strike me as a type that could handle that much ass." "Girl, you better ask somebody." "Yeah, whatever." Mika gets off the sofa to refresh her drink. She turns the television off and turns the speaker system back on. As Bad by Whale saturated the house, Mika stumbles into the kitchen and Marcus followed behind her. He said, "You've had way too much, girl." "Oh, I'm good, trust me." As she stumbles to the island, Marcus grabs her from behind as if to catch her. She rubs her backside against him and can feel his manhood react to her. He says, "I can't let you drink no more of that. Give me that glass." "I can't let you drink no more. Give me that glass." "Boy, quit playing." The two struggle for the glass as they giggle playfully. Marcus wraps his arms around Mika from behind, and the two rock back and forth to the music. Mika tilts her head to the side, and Marcus leans in to take in her aroma. The intensity of his energy sent chills through Mika's body. Marcus plants soft kisses on Mika's neck, and the goosebumps began to appear. She thought, "Damn, this man is turning me on." Mika allowed Marcus to lick and suck on her neck as she gently placed her glass in the kitchen sink. The music played as Tierra's lyrics bellowed. "Is it bad that I never made love? I never did. But I sure know how to fuck up. Be your bad girl, I'll prove it to you. I promise that I'll be good to you. But I had some issues." Mika allowed her robe to open slightly. Marcus massaged her from behind. He stroked her arms and kissed her neck. She rubbed herself against his growing manhood. Marcus reached inside Mika's robe and massaged her breast from behind. Mika moaned. Marcus's hands moved from her breasts and traveled south to her wetness. Mika gasped and was impressed at how skillfully this man had her aroused. Marcus was masterful with his hands. Interchangeably, Marcus took care of Mika's box and her twins. He stroked and massaged, and she found herself barely able to stand. Sex therapy played from the speakers, and Mika found herself in true ecstasy. Marcus unrobed Mika and turned her to face him. He grabbed her face and gave her an impassionate kiss, then moved to her breasts, and his mouth gave them satisfaction. As he sucked her areolas, she stroked his Johnson underneath his sweatpants. Marcus moaned, and she loved the sounds of his moans as he gave her twins attention. Marcus dropped to his knees on the floor, and Mika smiled in anticipation as the lyrics to Sex Therapy continued. It's your body, you can cry if you want to, run if you want to. Marcus dropped to his knees on the floor. Mika smiled in anticipation again. Marcus wrapped Mika's legs around his and picked her up in the air. In a drunken surprise, Mika grabbed a hold of Marcus's head as he pleasured her kitty. Marcus licked her center. Mika moaned and was impressed by his strength and wanted to lose control. Marcus picked up on her energy and turned her body to face the island. Marcus kneeled and placed her body on the island, and Mika leaned back. Marcus scooted Mika's body towards the edge of the island, and Mika laid back as Marcus spread her lips apart. He said, "You know how long I've been imagining what your pussy tastes like and what I do to it? If I finally got to taste it?" He massaged her wetness as she moaned, and he continued to talk to her about how good her pussy felt on his fingers and how hard he was. She wanted him to taste her as he swirled his fingers in her goodness. She wanted to beg him, and he spread her legs wide open. Marcus took one hand and opened her center. He took his tongue and dived in. Mika's juices flowed immediately at the intensity of his licks. His tongue flickered her center as her clit thumped with every single lick. Mika moved her hips as he licked. She assisted him in his pleasure by holding her lips apart to give him full access. Mika rocked her hips as he licked. She moaned as he sucked. His tongue flickered her thumping clit until her wetness oozed from her center. Marcus took it all in and continued to lick and suck. He stroked her nipples as he licked. Her wetness built up again and her kitty began to flicker. Mika moaned loudly in ecstasy as she released her juices again, and Marcus' mouth served as the catcher. Damn, this man was good. His tongue was fucking incredible. Marcus stood up, and Mika stepped from behind the island. He turned her around and entered Mika from behind. They both let out an intense sigh from the pleasure of the anticipation this night had built to. Mika leaned over the island as Marcus stroked her from behind. She moaned as he dug deep in her wall slowly. Marcus too gave her slow, deep strokes. He grabbed her hips firmly as he dug deeper and deeper. Mika's walls opened slowly for him and took in every inch of his dick. Marcus picked up the pace as he massaged her walls from behind. Mika's center gripped his manhood, and Marcus continued to stroke. He said, "Fuck, girl, you got some good-ass pussy. Damn, your dick is fucking incredible, just like your head game. You like when I eat your pussy? Oh, yes, that shit felt so good. Ooh, you feel so good inside me. You like how I fucked this pussy? Oh, yes. Can I have it again? Oh, yes. Yes. Again. And again." Marcus picked up the pace as he massaged her cheeks. He pounded hard as he spread her cheeks apart. "Oh, yes. Damn. This feels so good. You know what, my homeboy, you know it. Mm-hmm. You with him now, but you want me to stop? No, baby, don't stop. This feels so good." Marcus continued to stroke as Mika creamed all over his dick. He pounded faster and faster until he was ready to give his release. Marcus pulled out a Mika and stroked his manhood. His goodness released from Mika, and Mika placed her mouth on his shaft and took it all in. Immediately, Marcus got aroused again as she swallowed, and then she began to lick and suck him. Mika dropped to her knees and sucked his manhood. Her mouth was waterfall wet as she licked and sucked and blew. Marcus yelled, "Fuck!" as his manhood stood rock hard once again. Mika led Marcus to the couch and pushed him on the sofa. She lowered herself gently and prepared to feel his manhood from underneath her. Mika bounced up and down on Marcus's shaft. He matched her energy as he grinded his hips from her beneath her. Mika moaned loudly. She said, "Damn, your dick is amazing. Yeah, you like this dick, don't you?" "Oh, yes." Mika continued to move in tandem with Marcus. He stroked her nipples as he continued to rock back and forth inside him. Her kitty began to flicker. Marcus placed his mouth on her twins as she bounced. She moaned as her body vibrated. Marcus picked up the speed. Mika bounced to match him as he sucked her breasts. She bounced harder and gripped her walls tight on the shaft. Marcus grabbed her hips as she moaned, and he pounded her from below. Mika screamed as her kitty creamed all over his wetness. Marcus continued to pound and said, "Cream on my dick again, baby. I'm about to come." Mika bounced up and down and obliged him as she creamed on his dick again. Marcus gave his release shortly thereafter inside her. Mika released herself from him and pulled out the sofa bed. The two of them fell fast asleep in each other's arms. Before they did, Marcus smiled with the satisfaction of knowing he finally got the pleasure the woman he always wanted. And Mika smiled wickedly because she finally had gotten her revenge. Hola, mommies and poppies, and all of my sexy kittens. Are you loving what you're listening to on this podcast? If so, join me every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Facebook Live, where I keep it hot, real, and raw with a sweet, sexy topic every Tuesday, just something to tuck you in before the podcast on a Wednesday. So, if you got a little bit of time and you want to hang out in my bedroom, feel free to join me. It's always open. Meow. The two of them fell fast asleep in each other's arms. Before they did, Marcus smiled with the satisfaction of knowing he finally got to pleasure the woman he always wanted. Mika smiled wickedly because she knew she had gotten her revenge. The next morning, several hours away, Shia jumps off Jimmy after their night of passion and he smacks her ass. She giggles and says, "I'm headed to the shower, sexy. Wanna join me?" "Damn, girl, you wearing me out. Last night, then this morning, now the shower. Baby, I can't get enough of you." Shia leans in and plants a passionate kiss on Jimmy. She leaps off the bed and heads to the shower. She signals with her hand for him to join her when he's ready, and he smiles. Shia heads for the bathroom, and thoughts of Mika creep into his mind. Jimmy picks up the phone and dials Mika. Mika's phone rings, and she doesn't pick up. Jimmy's body goes on alert, and he dials her number again. Meanwhile, at Mika's, Marcus is having pleasure hitting it from the back as her phone rings. "Damn, baby. Oh, fuck me hard. Yes. Oh, shit. Marcus, stop. It's Jimmy again. Pick it up. Are you serious? Yeah, pick it up. Trust me, I'll be slow and gentle. I promise." Mika picks up the phone as Marcus strokes her slow and pleasurable. "Oh, hey, babe. Where are you at?"
"I'm at home, babe. Oh,
what the fuck? Mika."
"Yeah. Oh, babe. What is it? How's your trip?"
"You sound weird."
"Oh, it's because I've been running around this morning, doing all kinds of shit here." "Oh."
Marcus pounds inside her hard, and Mika recovers quickly.
"Babe, oh, I just got a Charlie horse. Oh, it hurts so bad." "Oh."
Marcus pounds inside her, and she puts the phone on mute as she moans and tells them to stop.
"Oh, stop. Oh, please don't stop. Stop.
Mika, you hear me?" She takes the phone off mute.
"Oh, baby, I'm in pain. When are you coming home?"
"I'm still a few hours here, man. Ma, I got a few days. I'm a few hours away. Nothing I could do about it." "Relax. I was just saying, this will work itself out in a few minutes or so."
"Oh, okay, babe. Oh, let me get through this."
"You gonna be okay? You sound weird."
"Oh, yeah. Oh, it just hurts so bad. I love you, babe."
Mika hangs up the phone. Jimmy looks at the other end as his spidey senses begin to tingle. He calls his boy to get a second opinion. The phone rings.
"What up, my nigga?"
"Yo, what up, nigga? Where you at?"
"Where am I always at?
Laying next to a fat, juicy ass, my nigga. You know how that is." Marcus continues to stroke Mika as she looks at him while he hits it from the back. Marcus raises his finger to his lips for her signal to be quiet. "Man, I think my bitch is cheating, my nigga."
"Nigga, what?
Ain't no way. You paranoid. Get the fuck out of here."
"Nigga, I'm telling you what I feel."
"Nigga, where at? Did you see her?"
"I'll get into that later. I need you to roll by my crib and check on things."
"Nigga, Do you realize I am laying next to the best pussy I've had in a long time? Mika smiles as he strokes. She backs it up and Marcus comes inside her. Oh, man. Man, this is life or death, my nigga. Can you check on things or what? I got you. Yeah, I got you. I'll make sure I'll handle anything that needs to be handled. I got you. I promise. Thanks, man. Yeah, you know I got your back. Marcus and Jimmy hang up the phone. Jimmy prepares to head to the shower. He thought sending Marcus to check on Mika would give him a sense of relief. But for some reason, Jimmy still had a gut feeling that could not and would not go away. Once again, I ask you, what's the difference between the truth and a lie? The truth is often self-evident, while a lie needs to be maintained and sustained. The truth has been set before them all, but sometimes it's easier to operate in lies in refusal to see the truth. Hi. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when the truth is hidden within the lie. Lies and truth coexist, although the truth in the end stands true. Yes, yes, yes. I know, philosophical and complicated, but love and sex is also always complicated, is it not? Well, no. But now that the lines of truth and lies have been blurred, where do they all go from here? Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jelana Stevette. And you know how I do after every single episode? I give a huge thank you and a shout out to all of the countries listening in to this sweet, sexy podcast that I love calling Naughty Tales. Oh my goodness, we are growing by leaps and bounds. My audience is just growing, and I am just so grateful to all of my listeners. The last time I checked in, I believe we had, 29 countries or 28 or something like that. 27, 28, 29, I'm not even sure. But baby, we've got 33 countries listening right now. Did you hear me? Did you hear what I said? There are 33 countries listening to this amazing podcast. We are global and we are worldwide. There's only 195 countries in the entire world. And I got baby 33 listening to them. So when I say I have amazing gratitude to my listenership, I've got some amazing gratitude, but you know how I do. So I'm giving a personal, special shout out and a huge hug and kiss from Boo Boo Kitty to the United States, to India, Australia, the United Kingdom, Canada, Indonesia, New Zealand, China, Germany, Nigeria, the Philippines, Kuwait, Sudan, South Africa, South Korea, Portugal, Taiwan, the Netherlands, Israel, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Norway, Ireland, Pakistan, to Russia with love, baby, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, Malaysia, Turkey, Japan, and now Iraq, Iceland, and Denmark.
have joined the party. So I want to thank all of my listeners for tuning in. And again, let you know that your listenership and your support means the world to your girl, Jaylana Stevette. I so love you. I so appreciate you. And I hope that you are enjoying the Naughty Tales and the Sex and the Single Girl Chronicles. Because, baby, I love giving it all to you.